This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
Well, the Affordable Care Act is less than a year away from implementation. Rhode Island is developing a health insurance exchange to meet the law's requirements. Now, in this segment, we're going to look at the business community's response to that law's timeline. And to help do that, our guest is Mr. Donald Noakes, president and co-founder of NetSynergy. He has served as vice chair of the Health Exchange Board and is president of the Rhode Island Business Group on Health. Welcome.
Thank you, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
Well, this whole thing is a work in progress. The design continues. What is your sense of the business community's planning for the federal health care network and the Rhode Island option?
Well, Dave, I think the business group in general is, I would say, cautiously optimistic. When you look at what this health benefits exchange could do for business, it's pretty exciting. It gives business a chance to step away from selecting insurance plans for our employees and allow them to really go in and look at something that would be just right for them. We think that's a great idea. The problem is the implementation of that is a very big job to do, and we're seeing that it's become a very expensive proposition. So I think what we're looking for is we're optimistic that we could get there. We're a little concerned as we're watching the process and the way things are going as we're building out this exchange when it comes to cost and some of the other issues.
Could you elaborate on the concerns?
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen public exchanges. There are several states that are committing to this as part of the Accountable Care Act. We're finding also many states that have decided to sit on the sidelines. We're also seeing some private exchanges coming into play. And it causes us to wonder if the appropriate approach is to spend the public funds and to create the exchange, or if there's possibly some other avenues that would have been a little less expensive. But having said that, this is the course we're on. The Affordable Care Act was passed. It was weighed in on by the Supreme Court when we went through that process. A lot of folks thought that the election would have a lot to do whether or not the Affordable Care Act would continue to go. This is the course we're on. It's been very clear. And so now what the Business Group on Health is trying to do is we're trying to learn exactly more about the details of it. There's still a lot of questions, a lot of answers that we have to have before we can really weigh in on whether the public exchange is something we're all going to get behind and pursue and support, or whether there may be some other options that we would like to see explored. To that end, we're going to be asking Christy Ferguson to present to our meeting.
And
our Christy Ferguson is the new executive director of the Rhode Island Health Benefits Exchange.
Sure.
So we've invited her on in March at our general membership meeting. We'll generally attract between 110 and 140 members to those meetings. And we have some very specific questions we'd like to find out about and find out about the progress of the public exchange.
You know, Don, I'm wondering, how many of your members of the group are a little bit concerned just in terms of how much time is left? I mean, the idea is the exchange is supposed to be relatively functional by October 1st because people need to be able to shop for, you know, a quarter before they're covered by the beginning of next year. And as you pointed out, I mean, the Rhode Island actually has been a pretty generous beneficiary from the federal government. You know, we've received close to $65 million and had it in our hands for, you know, about 14 months. And really there seems, and we did a story on it, there seems to be not a lot of certainty just yet. There seem to be a lot of questions and good ones, but you're in the IT services business. Is there enough time to build a product this complex in 8 months?
Well, it's a very good question, and it is a very big concern. I would have to say that if I were a betting man, I would say that those dates are just not really going to be able to be met. If you look around at the states that have decided to build their own exchange, at one point Rhode Island was way ahead of them all, and there was a lot of concern we could make the October 2013 deadline to have an up-and-running exchange with enrollment happening by January of 2014. So I think what's going to happen is they're going to be forgiving some of these dates, and you're going to see these dates slip.
What happens then for a company, your company, you buy insurance for your employees? If the date has slipped, then you're going to have to still be in the market, and then somewhere in the middle of the year, which seems to be odd in the insurance market, there would be a switchover. Do you envision that kind of thing?
It's certainly possible. I think we're being a bit optimistic that we're going to be able to buy through that exchange and have a less cost to the employer and obviously to the employee as well to buy through the exchange. What we're seeing is the cost of build out of the exchange, the cost of maintaining the exchange is really going to add cost. So I'm not really sure that once the exchange is up, I think there's going to be a little bit of time that they're going to have to work through their work through the process and see exactly where the savings are going to come from. That's one of our questions, actually, is what is going to incent business to buy through the exchange versus the traditional broker network that we currently buy through today? Having said that, though, if we find that, wow, we can get a much lower cost product through the exchange, we have a 30-day contract ending policy with our health insurance providers. So it wouldn't be something we have to wait for a whole year to get through. We could simply give a 30-day notice to our insurance company and we'd be done.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Mr. Donald Noakes. Shifting just a bit, could you talk about the new agreement between Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island and the Rhode Island Business Group on Health to make health care costs more transparent? Where does that incentive come from, and what will we see practically in the way of getting information about the health care costs? We hear the phrase, well, your rates are going up because of the rising costs of health care. Will we get a peek into why that's happening?
If you step back a little bit, when you look at Rhode Island Business Group on Health, and what are we trying to accomplish here? Why did these businesses come together and form this group, and what are we trying to accomplish? One of them, and actually the first priority of an 8-priority schedule that the Rhode Island Business Group on Health has, is to increase transparency. And the reason we go on to say is to ensure that consumers can evaluate all providers based on cost and quality. And we envision the day when you're told that you need some sort of an MRI or some sort of a procedure to be done medically, that you'll be able to go to a website, type in what your need is, whether it's an MRI or what have you, and you will be presented with the different costs and quality measurements for you to make a decision. So you'll know that you can go to this particular MRI facility or this particular facility for a medical procedure, and it'll talk about the outcomes. It'll talk about the quality ranking that location has. It'll talk about what the costs are relative to other places you might have that. And it will also tell you, based on your own individual policy that you own, how much will be taken out of pocket in order to fund that surgery or that procedure that must be done.
This could shake things up a little bit in the healthcare industry.
We believe that there is really not a single thing that's going to really get a hold of our cost controls here. We believe that there's going to have to be a lot of things done. There's no silver bullet, as they say. We think that increasing transparency is very important. We think that reducing the number of healthcare mandates that Rhode Island imposes on insurers is another area where the costs are out of control, and we need to put some limits on that. There's 8 different areas that the Rhode Island Business Group on Health has identified that we feel are all going to have to be done in order to help bring these costs down so that they're affordable and predictable as we go forward.
One of the big buzzwords is the patient-centered medical home. Is that part of the, you know, what you guys are looking at?
Absolutely. That's one of our 8. As we've done some initial investigation on PCMH, we're finding that it's about a 5% to 6% savings in healthcare costs when your healthcare is managed through the patient-centered medical home.
And is the quality better then as well? Is that that's the idea, right? It's supposed to be better quality, therefore, you're healthier, it costs less to cover, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you for picking up on that. Absolutely. It's not just about cost. It's really about having better outcomes, having better quality. And really, what happens in a PCMH is that your care is coordinated. And right now, if your PCMH says, you need this particular procedure done, they have no insight into the quality measure or the cost of the different locations that they might send you. And because of business group, Blue Cross Blue Shield's past practice, Blue Cross Blue Shield couldn't share that information with their other providers. So now it's going to take some time for their policy to really be felt because they have 3 to 5 year contracts with their providers. So as those contracts come due and new contracts are negotiated, they will stop having this clause in where you can't reveal what the reimbursements are.
Okay. At this point, we have to end the discussion. And thank you, Mr. Donald Noakes, president of the Rhode Island Business Group on Health. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
And also thanks to Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Great to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This has been The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.